You're listening to SBS News.
In the state hardest hit by the coronavirus, New South Wales, restrictions will be eased from today, allowing two adults and any dependent children to visit another person's household for any reason. The measure comes just in time for Muslim Australians marking Ramadan, with families able to celebrate with grandparents for an iftar dinner. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian urged people to still exercise caution.
As we see restrictions ease, as we see people going or taking the opportunity to improve their isolation, improve their mental health and well-being by being able to visit loved ones, we ask you to do that with caution, and especially if you're with vulnerable people, people of a certain age or people who might have an existing underlying health issue.
A 74-year-old man in New South Wales has become the 13th resident to die from the virus at Newmarch House. There have been 59 cases of coronavirus linked to the facility. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says a particularly bad strain of the virus has been detected in the area, as well as the Penrith local government area.
There has been a virus strain of COVID-19 circulating in that broader community, and we have seen it enter, for instance, in this case, this aged care facility, the Newmarch, but also it's been associated with other clusters in that area. So anyone in the Penrith LGA, I particularly urge you, if you've got respiratory symptoms, come forth and get tested.
Tasmania's northwest will come out of lockdown on Monday. Non-essential retailers like clothing and white goods stores will be allowed to open for the first time in 3 weeks. Schools in the northwest will reopen for those unable to learn at home after the rest of the state returned for term two this week. A cluster among health workers traced back to the Ruby Princess cruise ship saw the region go into lockdown on April 12, with 12 deaths linked to the outbreak so far. Up to 5,000 people linked to the Northwest Regional Hospital and its private counterpart were placed under quarantine, and non-essential businesses and shops were banned. Premier Peter Gutwin says the region's outbreak is now largely under control.
It's fair to say that we are starting to get on top of this, and I think that over time we will gradually be able to look at restrictions being lifted, but we will need to step into that carefully and cautiously, always with an eye to the fact that we have an older and more vulnerable population.
Queensland says there have been no new cases over the past 24 hours as the state prepares to ease restrictions at the weekend. From Saturday, shopping for non-essential items will be allowed and national parks will reopen. Picnics and non-essential drives are also permissible, but residents will not be allowed to travel more than 50 kilometres from their home. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says officials will be monitoring how well people comply with the 1.5-metre social distancing rule, even as restrictions are eased.
So we'll immediately get feedback about what people have done. If we see large gatherings in places, that will concern us greatly and we'll have to rethink.
A 5-week plan to reopen businesses and outdoor spaces in the Northern Territory is unfolding. Over the coming weeks, all businesses, including restaurants, bars, cafes and gyms, will reopen. It's also now legal to play outdoor non-contact sport or hold an outdoor wedding or funeral in the Territory. NT Chief Health Officer Hugh Heggie urged residents to avoid the types of mass gatherings that forced the closure of Sydney's Bondi Beach in March.
And we have managed to do something in the Territory that not be done before around the world. That is to not have any cases or outbreaks that relate to us. They've all been related to overseas travel. We've also not had any community transmission. So this weekend, enjoy yourselves, take care, but please follow the principles. Don't do a Bondi, that's important.
Four Defence Force officers are receiving treatment for COVID-19 at Royal Darwin Hospital after acquiring the virus in the Middle East. A fifth officer is in mandatory quarantine in Brisbane. In Western Australia, restrictions were eased from Monday. The limit on people gathering is increased from 2 people to 10. People are allowed to leave home for recreational activities, including picnics, fishing, boating, and camping. In Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews says the addition of 3 new cases shows it's too early to ease restrictions.
We saw a spike in numbers a couple of days ago. We've had outbreaks in lots of different settings right across Victoria. We've also had significant community transmission in Victoria as well. About 10% of our case, we can't track them back to an overseas traveller. Not every state's like that. Some states have no community transmission at all.
Victorians in lockdown will be able to enjoy a free streaming service launched by the state government. An online portal called Victoria Together will feature comedy, live music and other forms of entertainment. The national death toll stands at 93 deaths. Of the 6,766 confirmed cases, 85% have recovered. And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.